오늘 우리에게 주시는 하나님의 말씀은
The message comes from John chapter 21 verse 15 to 18. Let's do a response reading. 저희가 When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Amen. Now let's all pray together. Our overseas preaching, pray for him that his lips will preach the word of God and that we can all obey that word. Let's all pray for this hour. Let's cry out Jesus once and pray.
하나님 우리 아버지 오늘 하나님의 말씀을 듣습니다. 우리 모두에게 말씀하여 주시옵소서. 하나님의 말씀이 천둥소리와 같이 우리의 심령에 들려지게 도와주시옵소서. 벼락소리와 같이 들려지게 도와주시옵소서. 우리가 그 말씀을 듣고 깨달을 수 있는 복된 시간 될 수 있도록 역사하여 주시옵소서. 말씀을 대언하실 우리 감독님에게 말씀의 지혜와 말씀의 시가 말씀의 능력 주시고 약한 육신도 강하게 붙들어서 힘을 더하여 주시고 성령이 그들에게 하시는 말씀을 대언하기에 부족함이 없도록 인도하여 주시옵소서. 없어서 우리 모두가 말씀을 듣습니다. 그 말씀 앞에 순종하여 듣겠사오니 우리 모두에게 말씀하여 주시옵소서. 내 영혼이 듣고 내 가족이 듣고 내 자손이 듣고 주님을 사랑할 수 있는 그러한 복된 심령 될 수 있도록 우리 모두를 역사하여 주시고 말씀이 우리 심령 가운데 임할 때 우리의 영과 혼과 관절과 우수를 찔러 쪼개는 말씀으로 우리 심령 가운데 다가올 수 있도록 역사하여 주시옵소서. 우리 모두에게 말씀하여 주시옵소서. 내가 말씀을 듣겠나이다. 하나님의 말씀을 듣겠나이다. 피곤하고 곤고하지 하나님의 말씀이 평안이요 능력이오니 순종하게 싸우리. 하나님의 말씀하여 주시옵소서. 우리 모두에게 말씀하여 주시옵소서. 하나님의 말씀 앞에 있나이다. 우리 모두에게 말씀하여 주시옵소서. 성령이 교회들이 하시는 말씀이 우리 심령 가운데 성령으로 말미암아 순종으로 들릴 수 있도록 우리 모두를 도와주시옵소서. 우리 모두를 인도하여 주시옵소서. 성령께서 함께하는 거룩한 시간 될 수 있도록 하나님 아버지 인도하여 주시옵소서. 성령께서 인도하는 거룩한 시간 될 수 있도록 인도하여 주시옵소서. 성령 충만
하나님 아버지,
God our Father,
또 오늘 거룩한 성일을 저에게 명하여
As you have commanded us this holy Lord's day, we have come to you in obedience.
오늘 이 시간 예배하는 우리 신길 본당도
We pray for all those who are 신길 본당과 worshiping with us that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we pray for all the Songrak churches throughout the country that they will all be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we pray for all the churches throughout the world that they will all be filled with the Holy Spirit. God, in this hour, we pray that there will be the mighty working of the Holy Spirit so that everybody will be obedient. In Jesus' name, Amen. Let's sing hymn 204. With all your might.
예수로 나의 구주 삼고 성령과 피로써 거듭나니 이 세상에서 내 영혼이 하늘의 영광 누리도다. 이것이 나의 간증이요 이것이 나의 찬송일세 나 사는 동안 끊임없이 구주를 찬송하리로다. 온전히 주께 맡긴 내 영 사랑의 음성을 듣는 중에 천사들 왕래하는 것과 하늘의 영광 보리로다. 이것이 나의 간증이요 이것이 나의 찬송일세 나 사는 동안 끊임없이 구주를 찬송하리로다 주 안의 기쁨 누림으로 마음의 풍랑이 잔잔하니 세상과 나는 간고도 없고 구속한 주만 보이도다 이것이 나의 간증이요 이것이 나의 찬송일세 나 사는 동안 끊임없이 구주를 찬송하리로다 아
네가 나를 사랑하느냐?
Do you love me? Let's all read the sermon outline together. God is love. He revealed his love to the world and thus sent the word, namely Jesus Christ. Our faith is about loving him. We believe that Jesus is Christ, the Savior. When Jesus appeared to the disciples for the third time, after he resurrected, he asked Peter, Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Take care of my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. And commanded him so. The first of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is love. To love the Lord by the Holy Spirit is our faith. If one does not love the souls who are the Lord's sheep, it is because he does not love the Lord. If one truly has faith and loves the Lord, he ought to hear the Lord's request and obey. The food with which to feed the sheep is the bread that came down from heaven, that is, the word of truth. Only the word of truth can give life to the spirit. The law cannot save man, let alone words of persecution and slander. Only with love can we testify to the truth. He who receives the Lord's love, loves the Lord with all his might. He who loves the Lord, loves souls. He who makes his brother fall into temptation and hence fall away will be subject to the Lord's judgment. Therefore, let us love and love all the more. God is love. The reason God loves mankind is because is God loving mankind means that those souls who are in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he loves. God only loves his Son who came from his own bosom. So he gave the Son. He gave the whole world to the Son, and all mankind received God's love within the Son of God. There are great people among mankind, and though there are people loved by the people of this world, only those who are in Jesus Christ can receive the love of God. Our goal is to receive the love of God. To receive the love of God is a blessing. We, our souls, receive the love of God. Our children must receive the love of God. So when Jesus was baptized and came out of the water, God said, This is the Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. God loves us and we must please God. This is the eternal relationship we have with God. Because God loves us, God God wanted to give us everything that we need and that is beneficial for us. So while we are living in this world, though there are many things that we need, if God does not grant them to us, we cannot have them. God knows what we need and He wants to help us. Your father knows your needs. What we need. What is most urgent, He knows. So we receive this grace from God. Now, we have to have a relationship with God. When we have children, we have great love for our children. Although we love other kids too, we love our children the most. The same thing with God. All the grace that God gives us is love. He came with love, shed His blood, and cleansed us with His blood. And He separated us from our old self, our old identity as sinners, and have made us righteous as children of God. So He has completely set us apart. So God loved us and gave us the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, we are leading our spiritual life. So without the Holy Spirit, those who don't have the Holy Spirit cannot lead a spiritual life. They can, even though they hear the Word of God, although it can enter their minds, it cannot go into their hearts. The Word does not enter their souls. So those without the Holy Spirit have the Bible verses memorized in their mind. They hear the sermon or they read books and their minds might be filled. It's not in their hearts though. But when the Holy Spirit comes, even the words that were already given us before that were already in our minds, He allows us to understand and experience. So the Holy Spirit does not speak of His own accord, but what you have heard, what the Lord has already said, He reminds you of. So it's the truth. So He is the Spirit of truth. And He will reveal My glory to you. So those who receive the love of God will be filled with the Holy Spirit. So what does the Bible say? There are so many scriptures that set us apart from the world, from the people of this world. It tells us to repent. Those who don't repent are the people of this world. Those who don't repent, those who have repented have come to Jesus Christ and have become the men of God. And they have been baptized. The people of this world are not baptized. Only those who receive the love of God are baptized. And He gave the Holy Spirit. The people of this world cannot receive the Holy Spirit, but those who believe in Jesus receive the Holy Spirit. And although we hear the Word of God, though everybody can hear it because they have ears, the people of this world contain that in their mind. They don't take it to their heart. They cannot receive it into their hearts. But those who are of the Holy Spirit, those who receive the love of God, receive that Word into their hearts. Do I really know the love of God? Have I received the love of God? So many people talk about, when we talk about the love of God, people think of it with their mind. Some philosophical idea or notion. However, when the mother loves her child, she doesn't love them with her mind. She loves them with her heart deeply. Whether the mother is educated or not, whether she is pretty or not, her love for her child comes from her heart. Her heart burns with love for her child. Even between husband and wife, if they truly love, those who truly love with their hearts will be able to overcome all things and will be able to persevere, and their relationship will last. But those who love with their mind would only have clashing and conflict, division. When I was a young man, I heard this many times. Somebody saw statistics, and I was born in Chungcheong province, and it says that Chungcheong people are the most not good looking. So they did a survey from young people, and they said that Chungcheong people are not popular as grooms. And mothers and fathers never say to their children, "I love you." But the people of Gyeongsang province, they would say, "Oh yeah, I love you." People of Seoul would always say, "I love you, I love you." And they even say people of Gyeonggi-do are beautiful on the outside, but they're very cold. But Chungcheong people never say to their children, "I love you," with words. But in the statistics, it says that the people from Chungcheong have the lowest divorce rates. Why? Because they just bear with each other. And the highest divorce rate is in Gyeongsang province and Seoul. They show their anger and temper very easily. Love means to love with your heart, even if you don't say, "I love you." When our child was crawling and crawled to me, because my mother was present with us, I couldn't hug my son. I would just say, "Oh, go to your grandma, go to your grandma." I was not even able to hug my child in front of my mother. Of course I wanted to hug him. I loved him. But I couldn't express that because my mother was with them. When the Lord sees us, He does not take us by our appearance, but He is watching our hearts. So even right now, does that person receive the love of God? We can't tell by looking at their appearance, but you yourself would know, "I have received the great love of God." You yourself would know if you received God's love. So are you receiving the love of God? You yourself would know for sure. Jesus knew just how much God loved him. That's why he also loved the Father with all his might and served the Father. Those who receive the love of God and those who have not yet received the love of God, those who are not interested in it, those who are only concerned about giving their devotion to God. We actually have to receive the grace that God gives us and the revelation of God. What is it that God is commanding us. What is it that God wants from us? We have to know that and we have to love God. So our faith life is about loving God. It's about loving God. So in loving God, God has given a lot of instructions to do this and this and that. So when we pray, we have to pray sincerely. When we are worshiping, we have to worship sincerely. And when we are giving offering to God, we have to do that sincerely out of our heart. So what does it say in the Bible? Our offering must be prepared in advance to be true offering, not done compulsively. We have to love God truly. So God tested Abraham and said, offer your beloved son to me on the mountain that I command. And Abraham acted immediately. You know, how difficult would that have been? He would... Am I hallucinating? What am I thinking? He didn't think like that. He took his son and was about to offer him as a sacrifice. And then God stopped him saying, Abraham, Abraham, do not touch your son. Now I know just how much you love me. Now I know that you revere me. It says that God tested Abraham. Does Abraham truly love God? So the son that he had received at 100 years of age, he was willing to offer to God. He had such a heart for God, and God knew this and said, now that you did not keep your son from me but have sacrificed him to me, now I know that you love me. And from then on, God said, your seed will be like the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. You will have countless descendants. And through this seed will come the one who overcomes the gates of the enemy. The Savior, the Redeemer, will come through your seed. So we need to let God truly love us by appearance or in a lot of aspects. I don't have even the basic qualifications. I'm not pretending to be humble. I really don't have those qualifications. I lack in a lot of ways. Yet God called someone like me. Nowadays, there are a lot of revivalists, but in the past, there were not many. From 24 years of age, I was a revivalist, and the stipend that the revivalist received could be graded as A, B, and C. And there were people who received stipend. The revivalists of about grade C would go and just lead like a lecture kind of meeting, and what they would receive as a stipend would be 70% or about a month's stipend of that pastor of the church. Now B grades would receive the stipend of about a month's stipend that the pastor of that church received, or even double the stipend that the pastor of the church receives. But the grade A revivalists would receive more than 2 months worth of stipend, or even 5 months stipend. See, a lot of people come together during that week of the revival meeting, and there is a lot of grace. And all the offering that gets gathered during that revival meeting is given to the revivalist. I led revival meeting for 2 weeks, and I received that for 2 weeks. Then you can then it was about 10 times the amount of stipend that the pastor of that church receives. And that was so helpful for us when we were planting our church. Pastor Kangdari, when I was leading revival meeting there, that was when the pastor used to receive about 250,000 won. But well, how much did I give him? When he led a revival meeting with us, I gave him 7 million won. Even a person like me, I was a young man back then, but how come God chose me and used me? I was very thankful. I am very grateful for that. Truly thankful that God truly loves me. We are those who receive the love of God. And those who receive the love of God, we're called the men of God. Elijah, Elisha, we're called the men of God. Those who receive the love of God become the men of God. So when we lead our faith life, we have to receive the love of God. Even when you're praying, receive the love of God. So in the Bible, John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, it says, if you pray in my name, then the Father will be glorified. And I will do what you have prayed for. The Father must first be glorified. Let the Father love you first, and you receive the love of God, and let the Father be glorified. Then for you, what you asked for, I will do it. So between us and God, this is a relationship of love. Just as parents and children relationship is the relationship of love. After Jesus resurrected, he appeared to disciples for the third time and he asked Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these people? That's what he asked. And Peter answered, yes, I love you, Lord. I truly love you, Lord. And then Jesus answered, then feed my lambs. In the church, there are people who have come to church for the first time. There are actually people who are young in age. There are people who haven't been to church for a long time. How can they learn about church life? How do they learn about serving God? Those who have come to know Jesus first, those who have led their faith for longer, they look at and they say, oh, this must be the way that I must serve God. So as they are leading their church life, they learn this. They take after the example. But if the first believers do not follow the will of God and do not serve God sincerely, people would think, oh, maybe I'm allowed to do that. Maybe I don't have to serve God this way. But if you truly love me, God says, feed my sheep. What is my sheep? It is the church of Jesus. The church is not this building, but it is the sheep, the Lord's sheep. Feed my lambs. Whether newcomers or new believers, we have to be an example. We have to show them an example in our prayer, in our worship, in our service, in the church. In all of our attitude of faith, There are some people who actually use the Bible as a pillow, and the newcomers would be surprised to see that. And they ask, are we allowed to do that? They thought that you can hold the Bible in your arms and sleep, but they never imagined of using it as a pillow. But because the first believer takes the Bible and uses it as a pillow, the newcomer gets shocked. But not long later, the new believers also follow and use the Bible as a pillow and take it lightly. The first believers, what are we going to show? What are we going to show them? The church is the Lord's lambs, the Lord's sheep. There are many lambs of the Lord in the church. Do you love me? If you love me, then you must feed my church, my young sheep. Love the church. If you look at what the mother does, the children actually copy and follow exactly what their mom does. If their mom or dad, so the mom and dad has to act very carefully in front of their children. They have to be careful of their language as well. Why? Because the children follow exactly the same. They copy it. My nephew or niece, from my mother's side, even when he was young, he would say to his mother, hey, come to me. Now, I was wondering what he was saying. And it was exactly the same as what his dad did to his mom. Because his dad would get drunk and come inside the house screaming and saying, hey, come here, to his wife. And so my nephew saw that and was copying it when he was young. The children want to see exactly what the dad does and what the mom does and want to copy that. So the children say, so the mother was using, if the mother uses good language to their children, then the children will copy that and follow. But if the mother says, rebukes the child with bad language, then the child will do exactly the same to their mother. I was standing at Shingil store. His dad was saying to the child, saying, hey, come here. I think this boy was about 4 years old. And he said, no, I don't want to go, you. And he was swearing. And then the dad said, no, come here, be quiet. And he was saying, no, I don't want to. And then he swore. It was absolutely ridiculous to see that. Because he was calling his son with that word. And that's why his son was copying him and saying the same word. We who are the first to believe, the Bible says you should be mature by now and you should be teachers, but how come you are still drinking milk? Why are you still a child? We must take care of the church, the body of the Lord. Those who come to church, those who we lead, we have to teach them what they should do. We have to set an example. We have to be a model for them. This is the way that we can love the Lord. Saying with our lips, I love you, Lord, is not enough. Being indifferent about the newcomers, being indifferent about the rest of the people in the church, being indifferent to the church, as long as I'm fine, that's not the right attitude. We have to truly take care of the Lord's sheep. Secondly, Jesus said, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Lord, you know that I love you. Here, Peter keeps saying, Lord, you know that I love you. Lord, you know that I love you. For us Christians, No matter what we do, no matter how much we exaggerate with our words that we love the Lord, it can actually become a lie, or you can actually, and we may not be able to express with words just how much we love the Lord. The Lord knows how much we love Him. But there are some people who actually speak against saying, Lord, you know. Because the Lord knows our hearts, the Lord knows our faith, the Lord must know our heart. We should be able to say confidently to the Lord, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. Lord, the Lord should recognize how much you love Him. I have received so much blessing. Those who live for the gospel and for the Lord will receive blessings 100 times, but with persecution. But nobody will fail to have eternal life. Sometimes as we lead our faith life, we face persecution and hardships. Nevertheless, if I have been persecuted 10 times, that means I have been blessed 10 times. If I have been persecuted 100 times, we have been blessed 100 times. You need to realize that. Why? He said He will bless us 100 times, but with persecutions. So don't just lament over being persecuted. Remember that God has blessed you that much. Remember that God has loved you that much. Acknowledge this. And let's love God in return. And secondly, Jesus said, take care of my sheep. Take care of my sheep. In the church, there is teaching. There are a lot of departments. And there is also service. And there is also the pastor shepherding. Taking care of the souls, teaching them. If we truly love the Lord, then we have to teach His sheep well. That is the way that we can love the Lord. Saying with our lips, I love you, Lord, I love you, Lord. Jesus said, with your lips, you call on my name, but your heart is far from me. With your lips, you call on me, but your heart is far from me. We should be able to love the Lord. God doesn't want to be deceived. If you truly love the Lord, then take care of my sheep. So everyone has to teach and guide and lead so that the church can be at peace. And they can entrust the souls without being concerned. And thirdly, Jesus said, do you love me? He didn't have to say it 3 times. He could have just asked once, but he repeated it 3 times. And in the beginning, people will normally say, oh, do you love me? Oh, yes, I love you. Second time, do you love me? Yeah, I do love you. Third time, do you really love me? Then they would be honest and say, well, I don't think I really love you that much. They lose confidence in the third time. The Lord emphasizes not only 3 times, but even 30 times, He's asking again and again, do you love me? Do you truly love me? Does your family love me? Then feed my sheep.
교회에서 우리가 무엇을 먹습니까?
What do we eat from the church? I am the living bread that came down from heaven, Jesus said. You must eat of me to have eternal life. You must eat this to have eternal life, to have life. So what we come to hear in the church is not about the world. We don't come to hear about slander and persecution of other people. We come to hear about the blood of Jesus. You drink the blood of Jesus. Eat the flesh of Jesus. Because Jesus is the bread that came down from him. He is our food. We have to accept it. Feed my sheep, Jesus says. If you truly love me, then feed my sheep. So the gospel that goes out from the Christians' lips must be the word about the blood, the word of truth regarding the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross. Who it was that for? Accept this. So we have to impart grace. So even when we say a word, when we teach, we have to make sure that they receive grace. Making people fall into temptation, making people feel empty. That's not what we should do. We must make sure they receive grace. Ah, saints, no matter what you say to other people, say something that will impart grace upon them. Our church is in a very great, grave temptation right now. There is division, there is strife, slandering others. This is present in our church right now. These are not the words of grace then. We all have to love the church. Why are we so afraid? Why are we so suspicious of one another? Oh, what about that person? People are scared of each other. We should not be indifferent to the church. We have to love the church. We have to be for the church. It is for the sake of your soul, for the kingdom of God. So do not worry about what to drink, what to eat, what to wear, but first seek His kingdom and His righteousness. It is not our righteousness, but the righteousness of God that we have to seek. We have to seek His grace. We must seek the power of the blood. We must seek the word of truth. He is the word of eternal life, the word of resurrection that saves us. We must hear that and live. But in our church right now, when people come together, there is division. Whenever you come together, this is what Shincheonji does. Shincheonji does, all that he does is division. They come inside the church and they divide, they cause division and strife among the saints. If there is division going on, you must know that this is what Shincheonji does. It's their method. In Shincheonji, they say that the pastor is an idol. Oh, loving the pastor means I'm worshipping an idol? And so they cause division between the saints and the pastor. So they even tempt people and say that it's okay to lie. But our church members are right now sunk in all these lies, are deceived by all these lies. Whatever we say, we have to impart grace. Just as the Lord, as if the Lord is speaking, as if the Lord is giving His flesh and His blood, that's what we have to do. Let's love each other, truly love each other. Do you love me? If you love me, then feed my sheep. Dear saints, We are not endeavoring only to make our children great people. We have to take care of our church members, one another. We are the body of Christ. We are His sheep. They are not outside the church. The sheep is the Lord's. The church is the Lord's body, the Lord's sheep, the Lord's lambs. They are His sheep. So, dear saints, let's truly love the Lord. And so, if we hear anything that makes us separated from the Lord, what is the devil? The devil means separator, divider. That's what he does. He causes division and breaks all kinds of trust. If the devil is at work even in the family will be destroyed. It will be separated. So let us all love. Let us all clench our fists together and say, "Oh my soul, love our church. The church is the Lord's sheep. The church is the Lord's body. The church is the Lord's sheep. You are the Lord's sheep. Oh my soul, love our church. 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 Truly, do not lie, but speak the truth. Let us all stand. Even when I'm serving, whether I'm playing an instrument or whether I'm singing, let's love the Lord's sheep. Let's love the Lord. Let's sincerely worship and lead a sincere faith life. So when we pray honestly. Since you love the Lord, let the Lord command you, receive His command. Do you love me? If you love me, then feed my lambs. Be a role model for everyone. Set an example in the church. Right now in our church, whatever sermon they make a fuss out of a sermon. That's not what should happen. We need to love the Lord, love the church. Let the Lord's church should not suffer, should not be in pain. Only the blood of the Lord must be praised and glorified. Let's all pray together. Pray first of all. Let us be like the people of Nineveh. Let ourselves first repent. God, give me the power to love the Lord more. Help me by the Holy Spirit. What is the working of the Holy Spirit? First of all, it's love. The first of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is love. So if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you can love. You will be able to love. Let's all pray together. Pray that by loving the Lord says, then feed my sheep. Take care of my sheep, feed my lambs. Listen to His words, let's all pray. Pray earnestly and truly.